Hello and welcome to Broadcast Your Rancho. My name is Jay, and today we've got Michael back on the line with us from Hawaii. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jay.
And how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, that's good. Lots of things happening around the world right now. I just wanted to ask you, was there anything that you'd want to talk about or share with us before we continue on with your story?
In terms of any updates or anything like that, as far as celestial information concerned?
Yes.
As the immediate pressure remains that as many as possible should start to align themselves from the divergent drives that we maintain in our physical selves, our mortal being. Basically, they're divergent. They go in different directions. One of the base drives we're familiar with is that, you know, essentially safety, food, shelter, clothing. These base drives mm-hmm. have to do with the maintenance of our mortal lives.
Mm-hmm.
However, quite divergent from that and quite moving in the opposite direction is one that seeks out truth, essentially beyond the physical life. And it's quite divergent because its nature and drive is almost in the opposite direction if you were to give it a direction.
Mm-hmm.
And as we try to balance the two, we find that the higher direction, the one in which is toward first source and center, and essentially moves an inward direction toward our thought adjuster or divine fractal, is sometimes mystified by other thoughts of preservation of the physical being. And would you like to move in that direction, Jay?
Yes, actually, that's very interesting that you said that. I remember you had said the disconnect from this reality is the paradise adventure, which is to the reality of God, I think. Is that kind of what you're trying to say here?
In a similar sense, yes, because mm-hmm. this reality is a position where we live. Essentially, and we're not supposed to get disconnected from that.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, we're supposed to be able to balance that. So, one of the things that has moved our planet forward in terms of being able to be more receptive toward that direction is to overcome these base areas in terms of human need
mm-hmm.
and the hierarchy of human need. There was a Abraham, I think, Maslow, who presented a hierarchy of human need, in basically coming way down to just base food, shelter, clothing, safety kind of concept, overcoming the social, emotional needs, and then moving on to one of the, what he considered the highest, highest protocol need, which is to be a self-actualized individual. But that isn't it. It is to overcome the self-actualization and move into divinely directed or divinely associated directive, so that essentially our move, our will is continuously associated with the thought adjuster. This takes practice. But the very early thing is that anytime people need to control masses, they just have to drop them down in Maslow's hierarchy and make them feel unsafe. And fear comes in. And then with fear, there is higher level of control from an external fear-generating source.
Mm-hmm.
However, when one associates with the thought adjuster who is the very highest consciousness available to us, which proceeds from divinity, which proceeds essentially is God, and is quite in the opposite direction in terms of our base protocols, in terms of, you know, trying to find our needs fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't require extinguishing those base needs. There have been many faiths or philosophies that have gone into types of meditation, physical contortions and things like that to try to overcome the physical in order to attain the opposite direction toward the divine association. Now, it doesn't require all of that. All it requires is that we understand our civilization in terms of it providing for us the opportunity to pass those needs in back of us, and saying those needs are in back of us or below us, and we have ascended above those things, so our physical needs are not in terms of a high potential or high importance.
Mm-hmm.
Then moving from this concept, now that I'm free of that, I can self-actualize. That self-actualization has to actually be adjusted, because it's not self-actualization, because it eliminates the adjuster attunement. Adjuster attunement now becomes the highest priority.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a self-will choice to get that attunement and to understand that you've done basically the things necessary to give you the earlier needs that are or will always be fulfilled. In other words, you have the skills necessary to allow that. And understanding also that once making contact with the adjuster in a much closer sense, one in which is more cosmic and more spiritual, one in which consciousness is merged and shared with divinity, that area is an area where the realities expand, the potentials expand, and that civilization with such consciousness will expand past the point where we are right now, which is basically one which has come to a point of development through needing things we don't need, you know, and essentially this is all done through mind manipulation and marketing and
right.
Lifestyle changes. But the lifestyle changes were perverted to not direct us toward the freeness necessary in order to make the ascension,
mm-hmm.
or to make the essential inward cosmic adventure toward
mm-hmm.
absolute unity with the thought adjuster, unity with divinity. Such a civilization which has that essentially enters into a period of great prosperity, and I'm talking about true prosperity, not prosperity in terms of material wealth, but prosperity in terms of planetary health. The entire planet will become prosperous. There's no point in which anyone really gets left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And we are approaching that point, but it requires a shift in our consciousness. And it starts with every individual. There is, however, others who have been nurturing us through this point of up to this point where we are right now, and will continue to nurture us through, and they are making themselves known in more ways than one. The intention getters, these 11 midwayers, and as we understand, as those who are studying the Iransha studies, understand that the midwares are essentially immortal. Essentially, they have been of that group, the 1111, faithful in terms of their direction and towards divinity, and have wanted to help our planet align. Now, it's been noted that there's this phenomenon of people noticing 1111. Basically, it is attunement that is going along, a higher level of attunement. All they're doing is trying to see if you can get their, they can get your attention at a particular time. And once they do, you respond, and then at that response, you see this 1111. And there are those who find it mysterious because they don't know what it means. And there is an ever more enlarging group of 1111 conscious citizens, and people who are seeing that and understand that the midwares are trying to associate themselves with us in a type of communication, getting our attention. And I've noticed that there are people who have been sent to me that have found that this phenomenon has happened in their lives. Now, this is an external association, so there's a point of help so that an individual trying to make this divergent path, the one which is almost diametrically opposite to maintaining the physical or the physical body and the physical needs, we have those who essentially are not bound by those restrictions of and limits of being in caught in a physical body that has a limited lifespan, are able to help us move successfully through and attain higher levels of purpose and consciousness, and move us much closer to our thought adjusters once, and which will become ever more clear, ever more poignant, actually having a union that is almost at fusion, but not quite, because it'd be held off. And this will help these groups, and many of them who are part of those who are being assisted by the 1111 midwares, will find themselves coming into situations that will allow a change in mentality, so that people will begin to move from base materialism to one in which is quite opposite of that, and in a direction which is quite divine. So in terms of our shift in consciousness, which is moving up, along with the higher activation of even the midwares here, as well as celestial agents and guides that are inspiring our lives, this all starts with our personal association and desire to actually make a opposing direction change, a kind of going back to like a concept in which was given by Christ, which was repent before because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, making that opposite change in an opposing direction in terms of life maintenance. The concept, he that saves his life, his physical life, looks towards saving his physical life, shall lose it. But he that loses his life, changes his direction and directivity for the sake of divine attainment, for the sake of Christ, the divine anointing, the divine association with the adjuster, who does that will save it. So this is that point in which more and more people who generally are not necessarily religious, some are beginning to find that there is an association with these helpers who want to guide us into a new wonderful age, but it's not without pain.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, is there any questions?
In a way, this shifting, is it like a, or has our society got to get to the level of pre-Morantia consciousness as an entire civilization? Is that sort of where you're coming from with that?
It could be considered that, because our soul is essentially our one base Morantia material that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it is essentially neither material nor spiritual, it's someplace in between.
Mm-hmm.
And it is handled between ourselves as conscious beings of material, of material order, and of and we having the construct between the divine fractal, the thought adjuster, and our own life story, and we share, which moves across and on top of the plane of the soul. Yes, that is part of our living experience, which is unique for every single person. But our civilization has ascended to a point where most of the people can participate, especially in developed countries. Developed countries are ones in which have provided a lot of help to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Although there can be a confusion which says that people need to get greater and bigger and mightier material material things to preserve their lives or improve their lives. And of course, those who have counseled, who have in the past spoken to me about, you know, getting the material things and things like that, they've been multi-millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
2, 3, 4 times over and over again. Multi-millionaire broke. It's just one of those things, and this is really not the point of attaining the material thing. It's getting there. It's the idea of the how they move toward it, and that motion toward living that experience is where we as divinely influenced individuals need to just live the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
with that direction or directivity, and we'll actually build a society because of that is filled with, as the Archibald calls, light and life. And this is the truth that has been tried to be told so many ways and so many times, but has been essentially perverted because of the various factors that come in to try to control the masses or to enrich others or whatever it may be that has caused the difficulty of the concept of turning, because this is a natural progression. It's a progression that needs to be made, and one that was spoken of so long ago, and many have done successfully that progression. And right now, as we approach a time, the entire age, planetary consciousness, will need to actually do that that conscious shift. Otherwise, it would be considered a dark planet. We are our planet, and the salvageable population would be much smaller. And this is something that is not desired through whatever method happens, whether if it comes through the these directions, if they're making that opposite switch toward the divine fractal, it will bring about a higher global conscious shift, which is predicted to happen and will happen in a while, in a while, as the celestials themselves are organizing and working toward with greater and greater numbers of celestial beings, as well as mobilized midwares, the ones that become famous, 1111.
I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the video from YouTube with Tom or Steve Quayle and Tom Horn, but they talk a little bit about the Vatican being aware of, you know, celestial community, talking about the ones that are not fallen, spiritual aliens. So there's a lot going on right now. It seems like something is about to at least happen or going to happen.
Well, one of the things that has happened is, of course, the Vatican or Rome, you know, Italy, was a place in which was being hit hard at in terms of hitting the Hello Earth site a while back. And out of that came, in a short time, their admission that they believe in UFOs, and that we're not the only beings in the universe. At the time, they came and they said they would welcome any of them and teach them about celestial truth. And then that has changed more recently, in which they're beginning to realize it's them reconnecting with the celestial, and this is something that they have been progressing through. And I believe that Hello Earth had a lot to do with, because it puts it together. The observatory, the Vatican Observatory, I guess, the one in the United States, was also monitoring the activities in there, because it was we were watching what was hitting. Curtis was noticing that different sites were hitting the information, and it's been just like continuous downloads of all this information. The understanding goes back. If our instruments are right, they have to. You know, when it comes down to Cassini as having come back with information, solid, real understanding that there is something there, and we have then a testimony that the architectural sphere does exist, and it is functioning in a way that has been along with our planetary development, part of the observation crew. Those much more, much higher than just the idea of a crew, that we're on the deck of most highs as well. Those who have been involved with the planet going through its changes and evolution. And this is something that is unique in terms of our planet, because of, I guess, the freedom in which it has been allowed to go through to change, just short of total self-annihilation. And it will remain that way until there is this point of higher awakening. And then, of course, the machine, the great big war machine, will be put to a different purpose and will be reconfigured in terms of what it's able to do. Presently, it also was actually used for the development of our planet, but it's already come to a point of obsolescence, but it hasn't been realized yet. And soon will be, however.
Well, there seems to be a lot of tension in the world, a lot of nuclear talk. you know, I'm wondering if it's going to get a little darker before we see the dawn.
I believe so. I believe that the tensions, especially surrounding Israel's predicament, is one in which they've got their finger on a trigger that is apparently